So I'm at the side of Hollywall Lane, about 20 minutes out from the city centre, on what should be a typical idyllic, albeit rather narrow, country road. There's hedgerows either side, and beyond that, green farmland on the hillsides. What stands out most, though, is the amount of plastic bottles, cardboard fast food containers, cigarette packs, and empty cans of beer that have just been dumped here at the roadside. So I'm about halfway down Hollywall Lane, and it steadily gets worse the further you go. There's a gravel clearing here at the side of the road where there's a really large number of glass bottles, empty cardboard boxes, newspapers, what appears to be a car seat, and even old televisions and computers that have been discarded. So Hollywall Lane is so narrow, I decided to drive down the rest of it, and after using a roundabout at the bottom to turn around, I've noticed Boathorse Road. It's fairly similar to Hollywall Lane, but has a sign warning people about how they could be fined or even sent to prison for littering. It also says there are CCTV cameras to catch people who do it, so I'm going to head down here to see if that has any effect. So Boathorse Road seems to be marginally tidier, but still the further down you get, the more newspapers, empty cardboard boxes and plastic bags you find. I've actually stopped at a little clearing where there's discarded tyres, bin bags and what appears to be the remains of an old sofa. There's even evidence of a recent fire here, and in fact if I look closer I can see the ash is still smouldering and there's heat and faint trails of smoke coming from it. Now as you might expect, people who live near to roads like this aren't best pleased about the state it's been allowed to get into.
There's rubbish all the way up the lane, like, you know, so it's like I say, a lot of McDonald's in that, like, and they're supposed to clean the lane, but they don't anymore. They did when they first opened, but not anymore.
I mean, how does it make you feel when you sort of see all that?
It's an eyesore, like, you know, all the time, you know, you go and they've cleaned it up, and the next minute, you know, it's back again. And it isn't just normal rubbish, like, say, there's computer parts and that up there, isn't
it? So you live within yards of this. I mean, what's it like?
Well, when you go down the lane, they drop all the rubbish off there on the corner, on there, and just gets all, like, the bin liners and all that lot just get spread all down the lane. It's just a rubbish tip, really, down there.
It is a big problem to us, yes. I mean, I come along this part and pick it up myself, because it's just a mess. And we walk along here every day, so we don't want seats. I mean, everybody just comes along, opens the car doors, windows, and...
I mean, what do you think of that, of such having such a sort of almost disregard for the place where you live?
Well, it really annoys me, but what can we do? There's not a great lot you can do about it, really.